The Chemical Reporter.
Hi, it's me again, Jeff, the Chemical Reporter. Who hasn't experienced it at one time or another? The ice cream drips out of the cone and gives you sticky fingers. Spilled soda makes a gluey mess on the table. A piece of candy gets stuck in your teeth when you try to chew it. I don't know if something like that is what made Somasubra from India start thinking, but his question certainly is a good one. He wants to know, why is sugar sticky? Sugar's ability to adhere to a surface is pretty impressive. Back in the 1950s, women even used sugar water to hold extravagant hairdos in place. And it made them pretty indestructible, I can tell you. But how does sugar do it? What secret is hidden inside the tiny white grains of pure sweetness that also make them so incredibly sticky? Strangely enough, sugar only becomes sticky when you hold it in your hand. Within a few minutes of filling your hand with the sweet stuff, your fingers feel like they're glued together. Let's delve a little deeper and see if we can solve this sticky mystery. Sugar is made up of carbon, oxygen, and hydrogen atoms. Together, the atoms create lots of tiny sugar crystals, but the only one of those three elements involved in the sticky effect is the hydrogen. In the table of elements, the symbol for oxygen is O, while the symbol for hydrogen is H. A sugar crystal is held together by firm bonds that arise between the oxygen and the hydrogen atoms. These are called OH bonds. The oxygen has plenty of negatively charged electrons, which draws the weak negative charge of the hydrogen. That's oxygen attempting to balance itself in terms of its charge. But liquid changes the equation, and there's certainly plenty of it in tea, coffee, and of course, in the form of sweat on your skin. Fluids break apart the otherwise stable OH bonds, and the sugar no longer just creates bonds exclusively with other sugar molecules, it sticks to anything it comes into contact with. So that's pretty much all there is to it. By the way, sugar isn't only to be found in foods, it's also an important component in many glues. That's all we have time for today, and thanks for sticking around. Until next time, this is Jeff, the Chemical Reporter, signing out.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.